This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump walked through parts of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday that were damaged last week in civil unrest that erupted after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump visited Kenosha against the wishes of the city's mayor and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who said it was too soon as police continued their investigation of the shooting of Blake. On August 23rd, family members say Blake was left partially paralyzed. In addition, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the killing of 2 protesters and the wounding of a 3rd during the street protests after the police shooting of Blake. Police have charged a teenage vigilante, Kyle Rittenhouse, who claimed to be protecting Kenosha businesses. Rittenhouse faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The president declined Monday to criticize Rittenhouse, saying the teen carrying a gun had been very violently attacked and, in his words, probably would have been killed if he had not opened fire on the demonstrators. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The order covers all 43 U.S. residential renters as long as they meet income eligibility requirements. Renters must file sworn declarations warning evictions would leave them homeless or force them into a shared living situation. U.S. President Trump on August 8th directed the CDC to consider whether temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.